Morgan Freeman's soothing baritone counters the bouncy, wide-eyed ebullience of lemurs, a creature found uniquely on Madagascar and serving as a focal point in a recent documentary from Warner Brothers Pictures and IMAX Entertainment. NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff takes us through the geological history of Madagascar and the lemur's place in it, and points out some ways that teachers might use this documentary in their science classes.
In the age of the dinosaurs, a family of tiny castaways was swept out to sea.
One of the most popular IMAX documentary films in recent months at Pacific Science Center has been Island of Lemurs, Madagascar. It appears that everyone finds the leaping and dancing lemurs as appealing as my kids did. It was the first film my 2-year-old saw in theater, and he sat still for the whole 40 minutes. Released on National IMAX 3D distribution on August 22nd, we can hope the DVD release will be in time for the winter holidays. Now, it's just 40 minutes long, but the film does give us a good sense of how lemurs came to be on Madagascar, the diversity of lemur species there, and the threats to lemur habitat on the island. We also get to meet a few of the scientists who have made lemur study their life's work. Madagascar was part of the supercontinent of Gondwanaland, and along with India, broke off of Africa about 150 million years ago. India headed northeast, eventually colliding with Asia to form the Himalaya, and then about 66 million years ago, Madagascar separated from India. The island has not been physically connected to any other continent since, a fact that has given rise to a unique set of plant and animal species. The lemurs share a common ancestor with modern-day monkeys and apes. They are not on the same evolutionary branch. Lemurs only exist in the wild in Madagascar and are just one of the many plant and animal species endemic to the island, meaning they're only found in that particular location. Without competition from any other animal families, lemurs have developed to fill most of the niches in the ecosystem that are held by monkeys and rodents in other parts of the world. Tiny mouse lemurs, weighing only a few ounces, are nocturnal insectivores. Herbivorous Indri weigh about 15 pounds, and a species of giant lemur, about the size of a gorilla, existed on the island up until about 2,000 years ago. It's not known what caused the sloth lemurs to die out, but their disappearance approximately coincides with the arrival of humans on Madagascar. Most kids are probably familiar with lemurs from watching one or more of the animated films in the Madagascar series. The first of these came out in 2005 and featured King Julian, a ringtailed lemur voiced by Sacha Baron Cohen. King Julian famously sings, "I like to move it," in the first film. He's a fun character, but something we learn from this documentary film is that ringtailed lemur groups are actually led by females, so Julian ought to be a queen. Some of the key primatologists studying lemurs are women, including Dr. Patricia Wright. I recently had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Wright on the telephone about the film and her work in Madagascar. She was the first Westerner to describe a new species of lemur, the golden bamboo lemur. These creatures feed almost exclusively on bamboo shoots and are able to survive what should be a lethal dose of cyanide in their daily diet. Wright works to bring isolated groups of these rare lemurs together in order to support genetic diversity in the total population. She also runs a research facility, Centre Valbio Research Station, in southeastern Madagascar, where scientists from around the world can come to study the island's exclusive plants and animals. One of the main threats to lemurs is the loss of forest habitat to agriculture. Farmers frequently use fire to clear land for farming or for cattle grazing, and those fires often get out of control. Through the work of conservation scientists like Wright, communities are changing their relationship with fire and beginning to use fire breaks to protect the pristine forest areas. Ecotourism and scientific research can both contribute to the local economy and support folks who might otherwise have to clear more land. Once Island of Lemurs is released on DVD, perhaps even more kids and families will work to protect the future of Madagascar. Biology and environmental science teachers can use Madagascar as an example of genetic isolation, environmental niches, and mitigating human impacts on the environment. Geology or earth science teachers could also use the island as an example of plate tectonic activity. Finally, teachers may also find Dr. Wright's new book, For the Love of Lemurs, My Life in the Wilds of Madagascar, a useful resource.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
Island of Lemurs, Madagascar, exclusively in IMAX theaters.